Today's show is brought to you by HelloFresh. For $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, please visit HelloFresh.com and enter code CADCAST30. Podcast episode number 541. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by the god of... Shipwreck, help me out here.
S'mores.
Wombat.
I did have s'mores recently, so that's appropriate.
Right. That worked a lot better than god of whores. Which is what I was...
Yeah, I've never had it. I have no horror experience, to be perfectly honest.
It's great. Just get that out of the way in the first minute of the show.
I think I've only seen, like, an actual street prostitute once.
No.
Yeah. In Manhattan, I, like, because I could, I have the recall seeing said street prostitute. But I'm pretty sure only one time in my life have I seen, like, an actual, like, almost cartoonish street prostitute.
Right. They're probably not that, they're not on the street anymore in Manhattan. It's just too expensive everywhere. Yeah. And like, you can't even be hanging out. You can't afford to even be hanging out on the corner, I think. You never been to Amsterdam?
Yeah, and it was kind of that.
Right. Back.
I've never been to Amsterdam, no.
No. Because then you can just walk down the street. They have like they're in like glass windows. Big, they stand in front of big windows.
There's a famous Police song about it.
What's it called?
It's called Roxanne.
Oh, is it? That's a
yeah.
Oh well, I saw her in Amsterdam.
No, did she put on the red light?
I don't know. I didn't. I just looked. That wasn't too appealing for me. Anyway, I know Shipwreck wants to talk about all of his prostitute experiences.
Mm-hmm. I've seen them.
You have seen them.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's good. You have them in Cincinnati.
I was going to say Memphis seems more like
that is where
town.
I've seen them. Yes.
Yes. No offense to our listeners in Memphis.
Y'all need a date?
That was a great Memphis accent you just did.
Come on back now. You hear? I'm a whore. You whore?
Memphis, Tennessee.
Come on back now. You whore?
Don't forget to go to that burger place that doesn't change the oil.
I don't get that.
That's it. That's Memphis, right? That's all they got?
They've got some ribs.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And Starbucks.
I'm trying to think of other notable... They have a pyramid that's a Bass Pro Shops now.
And Graceland.
Graceland, yes. Graceland's fantastic. Everybody go visit Graceland.
I've been to Graceland.
GP, go to Graceland. Get your ass to Graceland.
Mm-hmm.
Memphis, Tennessee.
I don't think it's on the list.
The Mississippi Delta is shining like a national guitar.
Well, you just went somewhere, Wombat.
Yes, I did. But not to Graceland. I went to the Rocking Horse Ranch. And it was a lot of fun. And I was there last
week. Did you rock some horses?
I rode a horse in the mountains.
Was the horse laughing?
The horse seemed a little angry that someone was on top of her, him.
That's what I always feel like. This thing doesn't want me on him. Also, it smells bad. So it's like two
the
things.
The smell was fine. It's the largest
I would like to ask the horse about that, to be honest.
It's the largest horse ranch in the Northeast, whatever that means, wherever they demarcate.
They have two horses.
They're... Our horse riding like group was 100 horses.
It's too many horses.
It was way too many horses. It was like by the time the front of the line got to like finish the trail, the back of the line was like halfway done.
I don't like places that have a lot of people and horses. There's two things I don't like, a lot of people and a lot of horses. This place has both of them.
There are definitely a lot of people there, but it was a lot of fun. It was nice. You would actually like this place, GB.
I don't like horses. I don't like horses.
Well, we went snow tubing and we played ping pong. The tables seemed new. They were German and blue.
Oh, they're not German, but what were they?
They said made in Germany.
Oh, really? Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And they were blue. And I made a note of this because I knew you would care.
Right.
And it was in a place, you know,
table. Let's see.
I don't know. Germany. But this is solely for you, yeah. Cheapy, because I know you've been to Ballocity.
No, I haven't. What's that?
In Laser Bounce.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You know the section
yeah,
of Laser
yeah.
Bounce where you shoot the balls? They had that there.
They have, wait, what is that? What do they have?
That area of Laser Bounce where you shoot like the foam balls at each other. That whole like gated pavilion.
Nah, I don't like that.
They had that whole thing. No, but not for you, for your child.
Oh, who cares what he wants?
Mm-hmm. So they had that whole setup there. Like, I'm just saying, things to do. We played mini golf. We played ping pong. I won trivia three times.
It was a Kettler, right?
There you go.
Kettler.
Sure.
Yeah, that's good. Cool.
I won trivia three times.
So I was following that on Twitter. That was very dramatic.
Yes, I got lots of prizes.
Were people groaning? like how long did it take before people started groaning?
It got to a point where, and here's the thing. So they only have six buzzers for the trivia.
I know where this is headed.
So they ask families to kind of like pair up. And the first time we did it, when we did the Jeopardy, it was, you know, we hadn't won anything yet. So it was like us and this random dude from Brooklyn and his son. So, and I just, you know, I'm good at that. So I swept that, literally swept it. It got to the point where they had Final Jeopardy and I bet the minimum was $50. And I just bet the minimum because I knew no matter what I bet, I was going to win.
What were the questions about? Just anything?
It was like a Jeopardy board. They put up a digital Jeopardy board and you said, I'll take entertainment for $200. Not Alex.
Uh-huh.
And it was like science and art and, you know, basics.
You know science and art?
Yeah. I know an art.
Wow.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. So there
art
was
Garfunkel?
That. And I won that.
Not Art Garfunkel.
And we won that. Yes. Not Art Garfunkel. And I won a mug and the kids won cowboy hats. And then the next one was ad slogan trivia.
Great.
Yep. And by then it was, you know, there was a family, there was a guy there who's like, didn't you win Jeopardy yesterday? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, okay, great, I'm on your team.
Smart guy. And you hadn't even told him that this is like your bread and butter right here.
Yeah, well, the joke was because I started to answer all the questions. And the host lady actually said to me, she goes, you need to get off the couch and get a job. To which I said, I have a job. It's in advertising.
And shut the fuck up.
Yeah, and then hotel lady.
Right. And what do you know?
And then there was music trivia where another one of the guys who I played against in Jeopardy and played against in the ad trivia was like, okay, we're on the same team.
Nice. They know.
And he actually was better at the music trivia than I was. So it kind of worked out. And so I won three things in a row, and then my wife won the blackjack tournament that they had later that evening.
Shit.
So she won a t-shirt and prize money. So that, by prize money, I mean a $5 gift card to the hotel gift shop.
Wow. Enjoy that giant Hershey bar.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we bought stuff, way too much stuff. Right. And they fed you a lot, and the food was really good, and, you know, there was bunk beds in the room so the kids didn't fight over sleeping, and... And there you go. It was very busy and a lot of fun. And now I'm back to work and normalcy, and it sucks.
Nice.
Welcome back.
Yeah, exactly.
I hung out with Shanafan.
That's nice. Did you take him to the Rocking Horse Ranch?
No, but I took him to Ichiran, the new ramen place that opened up by Penn Station.
How is it?
Do you know how much a bowl of ramen costs there?
I do, because you posted it online.
Oh, my God.
I'll let you go.
I knew ahead of time that it was ridiculous. But, you know, a bowl of ramen in Japan would cost $10, $12, $10, usually around $10. This one, it was closer to $30.
So what made it $30?
Nothing.
Like, was there something?
No, all okay. It's all cheap ingredients. There's no reason. The rent made it $30.
It wasn't like Kobe beef or something crazy like that.
No, you wouldn't put that in ramen.
I know you. I'm not saying that. No, this
is Ichiran. Oh, so Ichiran is a chain in Japan. And it's known for having very strange seating in that it's a long counter, but it's separate. Each seat is separated by like a stall, you know, like a divider.
And sure, like so it's like urinals.
It's like that sort of. And the idea is that you can focus on the ramen and like, you know, you order on a piece of paper. You fill out like how hard you want your noodle. And how salty you want it and stuff like that.
All right.
And am I turning you on, guys? I'm just really
concentrating on this ramen.
And the other thing is that you never see the servers because you're basically facing a curtain and the person will just grab your order from, you know, through the curtain.
So how many times in your life have you seen Chanafan?
Never. Once today. I mean, once that trip.
That's why they went to this place.
Yeah.
So why would you take it to someplace where you have zero conversation?
No, it wasn't like that at all. It's the idea.
There's just no eye contact. You can talk.
It wasn't like that at all. It's not like that.
Did you have a safety stall in between you two?
No, and Ty was there too. And then we went to the auto show afterwards.
Did Ty get the small stall?
The small stall? This was a short urinal? Yeah. No, they're all the same. It wasn't like that divided. It's the idea, I think, is that in Japan, you're drunk and eating ramen at like 4 in the morning, and you don't want people to see you. You don't want the waiter to see you as a drunk fool, and you don't want the people sitting next to you to see you, like, you know, slobbering over your ramen and stuff.
You know what else is a good idea? What? Not being a drunk fool.
But these places are open all night, and that's how they make money. So I think they just, you know, that's what this place is known for, and they brought it to New York, and they tripled the price.
Yeah.
But it was for Chanafan. I wanted to take Chanafan to a place that he could never – he lives in Michigan, and you're not going to get that. You're not going to get authentic ramen in Michigan. And he was very excited. He didn't know how to use chopsticks, so I had to teach him how to use chopsticks really quick.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yep. But he picked it up like super fast. I'm a good teacher.
It's two sticks that you grab food with. It's not that hard.
Well, it's with eating ramen. It could be tricky. You know, the noodles. Noodles,
you just,
no?
You just kind of.
If you've never done it before.
Grip it and slurp.
See, this is when the stall comes in handy because he could have just like, you know, hovered over.
Used his hands?
No, he could have just moved forward into the stall.
Put his stubby sausage fingers right in there.
Anyway, so we did that, and then we went over to the Javits Center for the New York International Auto Show, and we walked the show and had a good time. And yeah, it was fun to meet Chanafan. It was cool.
Nice.
And then
cool.
He had a good time. He had a good time in New York during the rest of his trip, I heard. Big fan of New York City now. It was his first trip.
What did you do in the last week, Shipwreck? Anything fun?
No.
Excellent. I just didn't want you to feel left out.
Right. No, I did not do anything fun. I did play this game that we're going to talk about next from the show feedback, though.
God of War?
No, not that one.
No, the other one.
No.
No, and I played it too, so I guess we'll get to that.
Wait, I have some big news.
What?
Oh, that's the big news.
Huge news.
Oh, that's right. You have to talk about your... Oh, I'll let you talk.
We got a new door.
That's exciting.
And it has a smart lock on it.
I can't wait for the Russians to open the door.
It's not that smart, though.
Yeah, that's what they tell you. Because the Russians don't want you to know that they can open your door.
Well, the Russians? Yeah, all right.
You're going to be standing there and all of a sudden, Das Svidaniya.
If they wanted to come in, they could just, you know, take a brick to the giant window next to the door. It'd be a lot faster than trying to hack the door. But anyway, Ty loves it because now, not only can he open and close the door by himself and lock it, which he couldn't before because the last door didn't really work, but he can unlock it just by putting in the code, and it's pretty cool.
Cool. What's the code?
One, Two. It's cool. You can, you know, use the, it's got an app and you can, I got the Schlage Smarts. People want to know about this stuff, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. I got the Schlage Smart Sense because I figured they make, they're a lock company first and a, they're not just like some startup. So, and it was well reviewed and secure and all that shit. But it's basically just like, it's a keypad that you can put in a 4-digit code into and you can assign different codes to different people and have them only valid for certain days and times and all that shit. You can get push notifications for who's opened the door and all that kind of everything you'd basically expect. The one thing you can't do, which I thought that you could do, was you cannot have it set up so that it just unlocks automatically when you approach the door, which I thought it could do that from your phone. But apparently the Apple HomeKit does not allow you to do that. It's like they deem that a security issue because if somebody gets your phone, they could just walk through your front door.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea.
But I feel
I'm with Apple on this one.
But if somebody gets your keys, they could also walk through your front door.
Well, but keys don't have your address on them usually.
Yeah,
but their phones are locked.
And stop with your what about?
But what if they got your phone when it wasn't locked?
Just because someone could have your key and unlock your door doesn't mean the smartphone auto lock thing should be dumb too.
I guess.
I think a lot of people, at least I don't know if that you can still do it, but a lot of people just
don't lock
ignore that code, right?
Yeah, I used to.
They don't lock their phones.
I liked to do that until I couldn't.
Right.
They made me do it.
Right. They. I remember telling my parents and in-laws that you have to do that now.
Yeah.
They were very upset.
Anyway, so far the door is good and the lock is good, but it's only been like 2 days. So
I hope that door gives you a lot of happy days.
Opening and closing. It's very weird every time we go and open and close the door because it just works. So you're expecting to get ready to do some work. And then you realize you're just opening and closing a door. It's pretty cool. What a life. How about some show feedback? Speaking of what a life.
Sure. At Benny Boomstick had to say, you guys talked about a cutesy game last week with a boy that had a giraffe and a girl with a unicorn. For some reason, I can't understand the title of this game when you mention it on the CatCast. Please help. That game is called Adventure Pals.
And the it is Adventure Pals.
The Adventure
filed Pals. Filed under T on Xbox.
That's
One.
Right. It is filed under T because I know that from experience. And that game is a lot of fun. And Sabrina and I are enjoying it. That game, Sabrina likes that game so much that I could actually use it for in-house barter. Like, I want to play Adventure Pals. I want you to take a shower. We seem to be at an impasse here.
Right.
So.
I've played a lot of it since the last show. I didn't play it at all when you guys were talking about it last week, but I'm on the third island.
Okay. Oh, wow, the third island.
Yeah.
I'm still on the first island.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I've beaten two of the bosses. It's cool, like the leveling up and the powers you get as you level up are good. The only thing that like keeps me from playing it more is the way that they've structured the levels. You actually have to play like 5 levels in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And so after I do like two groupings of levels, I've kind of had my fill for that.
Yeah, I think it's meant to be played in short.
Yeah, short no, it's, play. It's, that's just the reason I haven't finished it yet, I guess,
yeah.
Is that,
now and I'm asking you this as someone who's good at games,
uh-huh.
But do you find that there's easy. is it still super easy?
I've died a few times because sometimes you'll just, it can't be avoided really. You'll be dropping down and you'll land on some enemies or whatever. And if you haven't been paying attention to your potion inventory, then you could die pretty quickly.
You could get screwed. Okay. I ask not just for me, but also for the 9-year-old that I share a house with.
Yeah, I haven't played any of the co-op, so I'm not sure how that works. If you how's the sharing lives, or can you like revive each other?
I don't know. You don't necessarily share lives, and if one person dies but one person's still alive, you just respawn.
Okay, so that makes it a lot easier then.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. But if the actual difficulty of the game doesn't get like insane, then hopefully we can finish it.
It has. I'm on the third island, and it has been very easy.
Okay. That's not a bad thing.
No, no, it's fine for the type of game that it is.
Also, Shipwreck's a gaming god, you have to remember.
Well, I know. Well, that's why I'm asking.
On platformers, I'm really good at platformers because I've played. That's what I enjoy, and I've played a lot of those.
So I'm correct. It's sort of platformy.
Yeah, it's platformy and button mashy.
Yeah, no, I caught Ty playing that by himself. He's deviating from his normal Minecraft flight pattern.
The art style is really nice in the game.
It is.
And the music's fun.
It's a nice cross between Castle Crashers and Adventure Time, I feel.
Yep. So it's The Adventure Pals.
Mm-hmm.
Look for it under T.
What else we got in show feedback?
Snow Miser has to say, amusing ASMR section. We discussed Cheapy discovering ASMR on the last show. It's always funny to hear the reactions of those discovering it that don't possess that tingly physical reaction and thus really don't understand it. I always thought it was a universal feeling growing up. Cheapy's quick mock tapping actually was enough to trigger it for me. There's nothing inherently sexual about it, as with all videos, though. All else being equal, most would choose the more physically attractive face to look at. So
sure.
A lot of people had, particularly on the Discord channel, comments regarding ASMR, and a lot of people were surprised that you had never heard of it before. So I am not the crazy one here.
I
had not heard of it before either.
I know, you're both crazy people.
No, I think we're
I think that was
I think we're okay.
We were happy. It was well established.
We were happy before we knew what it was.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. Well, now welcome to my hell. How about that?
Well, I have not had any exposure further than last week's show.
Me neither.
I'm good. I'm good.
That's the thing. Like, I haven't, like, he was.
Oh, I listen to it every night for 3 hours.
He was saying that I don't. Do you really?
I don't do that. No.
I haven't listened to one. I mean, I just, you know, listened to it on my speakers quickly just to see what it was, and I have not gone back to it since, except when I saw the giant 5-pound candy bar one. I wanted to see what that was. But I didn't listen to it with headphones or anything like that. I'm not really looking for that. I'm not chasing that sensation, I think. Like, I'm sure it's good. I don't know. Does that make me weird that I'm not interested in pursuing that?
No, it does not make you weird. It was only weird that you had never heard of it before, but it's not weird that you don't have any interest in it.
Okay. I mean, can I just stick to drugs and alcohol like a freak?
That works.
Like a normal person, I mean? Instead of this freaky YouTube thing? I'm just kidding. I hope everybody enjoys it and loves it. Maybe someday I'll try it. Watch this, bitches. We saw a recently released movie.
What'd you see?
We saw Isle of Dogs.
Isle of Dogs?
Yes. Yes, the woman online mentioned that very loudly. I like Wes Anderson because of his wordplay. Get it? Isle of Dogs. I love dogs.
Yeah. Did you like it?
Yeah, we liked it.
Did your wife find it offensive?
No. I don't know. What was the complaint? I didn't understand.
That it was offensive.
Appropriation or something?
But
it took place in Japan.
Yeah.
And it was Japanese people mostly. There were like a few, like, it was weird that there was like a major student character and she was like the foreign exchange student from Ohio. And she had a...
Oh.
But they sort of played up on it. The director felt he had to put a character in like that, but then he made her have a giant blonde afro to just maybe call attention to the fact that it was kind of silly. I don't know, but the movie, I don't feel like the movie didn't do too much to me because it was really just seemed to be a story about dogs on an island.
It's called Island of Dogs.
I know, but you know, Moby Dick's not just about a whale, right?
Yes, it is.
is this a kids movie?
No, it's not a kids movie.
It's not really.
It's not really. It's PG-13. It was appropriate for Ty. Okay. He enjoyed it. There wasn't anything that was like untoward. And he was,
have you seen other Wes Anderson?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
I like it.
Not a lot happens in those either.
I know.
I like Moonrise Kingdom personally.
I like all of his movies, but it's not like there's not much of a journey to go on in their movies. It's just kind of things that happen.
Yeah, it was fun. It didn't blow me away, but we had a good time and it was cool. I think Ty got a kick out of it because there is a lot of Japanese in it, and it's cool that he could understand the non-subtitled Japanese parts, and yeah, it was fun. What else we got here?
We watched Ferdinand.
My daughter really liked that movie. What did your children think?
My daughter likes that movie quite a bit. I guess they had watched it at school, and she was begging for us to watch it at home, so we did. And it was good because then she knew everything that was happening.
Oh, so she doesn't have to ask you.
Well, she knows to prepare us for what's happening.
Oh, she's worried that you're going to get upset?
Yeah, she's worried that we're going to get sad because my wife was getting very sad at Ferdinand.
Oh, so I shouldn't watch this, it sounds like.
Well, it's pretty standard Disney tropes.
Sure.
It's not a Disney movie, but like, guess what?
There is a Disney version of
it. The parents aren't going to be around for very long.
Oh, right.
The Disney Ferdinand's only 6 minutes long.
Do they make them with the hamburgers?
There's a chop house.
Yeah.
That bulls get sent off to.
It's rough. It's rough.
So Emmeline was consoling my wife, like letting her know which ones were going to be around longer or might show up later, and which ones were definitely dead.
That doesn't sound like much of a consolation. It sounds more like rubbing it
in. Don't get attached to Bessie.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. That could be helpful. Right.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Right. Maybe downplaying her importance.
There were cows right next to my hotel room at the Rocky Horse Ranch.
Being slaughtered for your lunch.
No, they were named Bonnie and Clyde. They were big, hairy cows.
Mm. Huh. Yeah, so Ferdinand. It's a movie about livestock and... it's the whole bullfighting thing. Like, that's something that Mrs. Shipwreck isn't too fond of.
Sure.
And there's a lot of kids' movies based around bullfighting right now.
Really? There's more than just, I guess, is that in Coco too?
Yes, I think.
Is it?
I don't know. There's Coco. It's definitely in Book of Life.
I don't think we have to worry about bullfighting catching on in this country.
No.
I don't know.
It seems like the kind of thing that could be very popular
like
in
ping pong.
Climate.
I think ping pong's going to catch on first before bullfighting. Someone's going to write a comment saying, telling us how popular bullfighting is.
Screaming. I don't know if anyone can hear my son screaming.
Oh, let me listen.
He likes to listen to music and it seems to have stopped.
Well, I don't know.
I think I just got the music on.
Oh, you're doing it on your phone?
Yeah.
Put on some ASMR, whatever that shit is called.
You know what he likes to listen to at night?
What?
He still likes to listen to children's Christmas music.
Well, he's a child.
And I know, but it's April.
And you are Jewish.
It's comforting.
I think it's just comforting. It is. It's just comforting music.
Sure.
I mean,
it's the most wonderful time of the year.
If he wants to listen to Jingle Bells in April, who am I to say no?
Right, as long as he's not screaming while you're doing a podcast.
Yeah. For those who could hear it, he was saying, I want my music.
I want my MTV.
I'm going to go back and listen to that. Maybe I can sample it out for some techno remix. I don't write that down. What time is this? Like 20,
it's 28:17.
What are the chances I'm going to look at this scrap of paper on my desk tomorrow?
None.
You know what I am going to look at tomorrow, though?
What?
A delicious recipe from HelloFresh. Damn straight I am. Mm-hmm. So yeah, HelloFresh, everybody. HelloFresh is the meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers your favorite step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy. HelloFresh came in really handy for us last week, and we didn't even order HelloFresh last week. I had skipped that week because Ty and Mrs. Cheapy were going to Japan,
Makes sense.
But when it turned out that Ty didn't go to Japan because his passport was expired, well, I was like, oh, would have been really nice to have HelloFresh around this week. I don't want to be eating out every meal for a week. But what we did was we just went through my whole catalog of recipes that I have, and we went to the supermarket and just bought the stuff. And in perfectly highlighting why HelloFresh is so great, I forgot the cauliflower for the cauliflower mac and cheese that we made. So I had to go back to the supermarket. So this problem you don't have with HelloFresh, because of course everything comes to your door once a week in an insulated box, and you choose what day it shows up. Very convenient. And the recipes take about 30 minutes to complete and have about 6 steps each. And it's about $10 a meal per person. It's great.
And the food is super yummy. I had those beef tacos I took a picture of tonight. They were so good. They were like this, I want to say Chipotle, although maybe not, beef tacos with poblano peppers.
I've had those. I usually go for, when I see tacos, it's hard to resist any of the Mexican things I usually go for.
I had some shrimp pasta tonight.
Did you have the shrimp tagliatelle?
Are those fat long noodles?
They sure are. I had that on Monday. Also super good.
Yeah, we had that on Monday.
Tomorrow night I'm making the chicken for me and Elliot. So we're gonna have chicken together.
Yeah, it was really cool. So twice we made HelloFresh meals just from the recipes. And you can even go on their website and check it out and just look at the recipes, even if you're not a customer. Please go to HelloFresh.com and you can get $30 off your first week if you enter promo code CAGCAST30. It's, what can I really say about HelloFresh other than I tell basically everybody that I ever meet about it? Usually in like the first 5 minutes of the conversation, I somehow work it in. I don't give them the coupon code. I'm not like that kind of a person. And I don't like tell them, hey, you know, like they sponsor us.
I don't think anyone cares.
They don't care. I just tell them that I love it.
They only care that you have a good product.
They're impressed that I want to show off. You know, I take pride in the fact that I cook dinner for my family 3 times a week. And maybe I'm showing off a little bit.
Nothing wrong with that.
Even though HelloFresh made it easier. So yeah, thank you. Please go to HelloFresh.com and enter promo code CADCAST30 to get $30 off your first week. Thank you, HelloFresh. Let's hit up those new releases.
Let's head up our new releases.
All right. So, new releases this week. Yakuza 6 is going to be out. The Song of Life.
I believe you.
I'm just going to watch that Netflix movie with Jared Leto as the Netflix, as the Yakuza guy. Okay. Very
I heard that movie's supposed to be really bad.
I'm trying to think of a situation in where like a white guy could be in the Yakuza, and I can't really think of one.
A movie that's fiction, I think is pretty much, that's the scenario.
And it would have to be a movie made by white people. Because
so every movie
it would be too yeah, anyway, the games are supposed to be really good though.
Yeah, this one is reviewing well. I've dabbled in the Yakuza series.
You're a dabbler.
Uh-huh.
You asked for a scenario in which a white guy could be in the Yakuza. We're talking about it, the game.
Yeah, that I can understand. That makes perfect sense. But they're not. I don't think they're looking for like the white guys to come into the club, into the family.
Maybe there is.
I mean, I'm not an expert.
Maybe there is like one white guy in the Yakuza, and that's like, you know, their secret, like their undercover guy.
Maybe. I don't think so. I think they like to do their own thing. They like to keep it in the family.
Play the game, find out.
Yeah, yeah. They should work that into the story somehow. Maybe
apparently
DLC.
Apparently this is the end of protagonist's journey in Yakuza 6.
Oh, so I shouldn't just jump right in with this one?
No, I think you can, actually. From everything I was reading, you could just jump right in, and this would be a fitting end.
Okay.
Like you could follow along and everything.
Cool.
I want to play it. It's the same as most of the other Yakuza games. I want to play it, and it always comes out right around other big releases.
Right.
So
agreed. I don't want to play it, but I agree.
I agree. You might like
the zombie one. The zombie one was really fun. I think you would like that one, Wombat.
I like things with zombies in it, so I'm sure I'd like that, but mm-hmm. still.
I know both of us have been playing the Last Jedi tables on Pinball FX 3.
Yes, it was fun. I played that this evening. They're really nice tables. There's two of them. Two of them?
Yes.
Yes. And I played there's the Last Jedi themed one, mm-hmm. which is better than the movie for cheapy.
It is a fantastic table.
It's a really good table.
It is, there is so much going on. And is there's Snoke multiple, in it? What?
Is Snoke in it?
He is on the playing field. I don't know if you can activate him or not. I did not in the time that I was playing.
Is topless Kylo in it?
I didn't see him.
But they have a voice actor that does a pretty decent Kylo Ren.
The time for this to end.
Yeah.
That's good. Is it you?
It was you.
It's me.
It's time for this to end.
No, it's really good table.
Cool.
I like the other one a lot, actually.
Do you
I
like
mean,
that
not that one? I didn't like... I like the... Yeah, the one that's based on Luke's island. I don't know what it's called, the name of the island.
Yeah, the name of the table is the name of the island. And I went, oh, that island had a name.
Yeah, Luke's Island.
Right.
Everyone knows what I'm talking about.
It's like, island.
And like Elliot kept yelling at me, no, go to the right. That's the place where the mirrors are. I'm like, it's okay.
This is pinball.
But it's cool. I like the smaller tables, personally, because that one's a smaller table.
Yeah, so. And you can switch between Chewbacca, Luke, and Rey.
So, it's cool.
Yeah, no, it's good. I just think that, I really think that Last Jedi table is one of the better tables.
I'm going to check it out.
I mean, I think we're splitting hairs here. They're both really good tables.
Also out this week, let's see, we have...
Burly Men at Sea.
Mm-hmm. And Pirates All Aboard, both for the Switch.
And Regalia of Men and Monarchs, Royal Edition.
That's a tactical RPG. Go.
Yeah.
It's the list of games on Switch is... It's really hard to keep up with what all this stuff is. And it's all like really like $10 or less stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What's the store look like these days? I haven't really...
I don't know. It looks similar to what it launched with.
But it's got all these... I'm saying, are they able to categorize these in a way that it's just not overwhelmed? The store isn't overwhelmed with these small, really small games?
Well, I mean, I don't go on there and shop a lot.
Right.
But I know when I do... all of the top sellers are very prominent, and that's what most people are going to look for, right?
Right, right. I was trying to redeem a code on there. I don't think you can do that from a website. I think you have to go on to the Switch and do it.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's how I redeemed the other pinball code, but I have not played that yet.
Is that what that was? Somebody sent me something.
Could be. We got sent the Bethesda tables.
Yeah, we were sent those.
Mm-hmm. So I will check those out. Xbox One is getting Ys Origin this week. That's a good RPG.
Yes.
Old school RPG. So that's right up your guys' alleys.
Oh, yeah. I'm all over that shit.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
And for the PS Vita, Rogue Aces.
Sweet.
That's on everything, too, which is funny in itself.
Go Vita.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
That's it.
I think it looks like that's it. Dragon Blaze for Switch. It sounds like something I should know what that is.
That Friday the 13th puzzle game isn't on here. It comes out on PC tomorrow.
What?
I have not heard of this.
What were you tweeting about that?
That's the company that makes. I saw someone like retweeted that, and I saw a clip, and at first I'm like, "What is this?" And there's a Friday the 13th puzzle game that's coming out, if you're listening to this on Friday, it's out. It comes out on Steam and also iOS. So it's a phone game, I guess, but it's like a puzzle game where you're Jason trying to, I guess, kill campers. But to promote it, they've been like taking like internet celebrities and having Jason kill internet celebrities. And I tagged you in a post to them because I want them to make a video where Jason kills you.
I see. Gotcha. Because I got a tweet that Wombat's tweeting, telling somebody, he's like, I want you to murder GBD. And it's a little different than the normal threats I get. So
I want to check it. Because for me, it was an all in good fun.
Sure.
But it's like a cute cartoony Jason killing cute cartoony versions of internet celebrities on their Twitter feed. So I thought it'd be fun because then I could retweet it out and go, look what that Jason killed Cheapy. It would be funny. People would be into that.
I like fun things.
Yes, exactly. So the game looks cute. I mean, I'll check it out on my phone.
I know what Dragon Blaze was.
I don't know what that has to do with Friday the 13th, the puzzle game.
I was looking it up while you were doing that.
Talking about murdering me. It's a shmup.
I've played some of this game before. You're riding on a dragon, shmupping it up.
I'm going to ride a dragon.
All right, let's move on.
Dragon. Yep.
I said move on to Wombat's Overwatch Onslaught and news and stuff.
Woo! Boo!
There's a big Overwatch event right now, Wombat. Why don't you tell us about it?
So we got these new costumes.
Yep.
And they all look like garbage.
No.
And the game isn't fun anymore.
Anymore.
Because everybody always only wants to play the new person. And if people don't get the new person, they just drop out of the game and try to get into another game so they can play the new person. And it's just constantly waiting for rooms to fill up.
Yes.
Enjoy your new outfit.
Yep. That's the latest event. What's the event called again? I forgot.
It's called Buy a New Game.
Gotcha. Cool. What's going on in Wildlands? Ghost Recon.
I like how you didn't argue that with me at all.
I just constantly, stuff
happening in Overwatch. It's
you know what's happening. You were close enough.
Yeah.
You said the new skins, and what else did you say? It's not as fun as it used to be.
I've seen a lot of pictures of the one girl character. Something might be going on with her.
Yes, she has pajamas now.
Okay, good. What was she just sleeping in the nude before?
No, but there was a video of her.
There's videos of that.
No, there are videos of that, probably. No, it's not really her though, I don't think. I think it's an imposters. There was a video of May in pajamas in one of the Overwatch story videos that's on YouTube, but not part of the game. Yeah. And people like the cute pajamas, so they wanted her to wear the cute pajamas, and now she's going to wear the cute pajamas if you get her skin in the loot box.
That seems like not the best clothing to wear to a gunfight.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's comfortable, and you can move in it.
Yep. That's true. Making a lot of points. And it's flame retardant.
Sure.
Because it's pajamas.
Sure.
Ghost Recon Wildlands. There's a Sam Fisher event.
There is.
Yes.
I tried it. Did anybody else try it?
I was going to, but I mean, you know, I went in, I started it. The lady said, a friend of mine's in Bolivia, and then Sam Fisher came on. And then I saw one, and part of this update also is you can now dress up your teammates, which is kind of cool. So they don't wear the same outfit that they wear the whole game.
It's been
now.
Getting a little rank.
Yeah, so you could change that up. So I did that, and then I went to the area that I needed to be in, and then it said, okay, wait here for 10 hours. It's 10 hours of in-game time, but still.
Which is
I was like
10
like,
minutes, probably, something like that.
And I was like, I don't feel like waiting, and then I turned on Far Cry 5.
You know, you could have just fast-traveled to somewhere, because that makes
sense. You could fast travel, it makes the time go, and then you run the risk of traveling too far And then, you know, you go too, you know, time progresses too much and then you're screwed, or you don't travel far enough. And then you have to like travel like two or three times and you're sitting through loading screens. And I'm like, I just didn't feel like dealing with that.
Okay.
Nonsense.
I felt like dealing with it a little bit, but it wasn't that big of an issue. No.
Oh.
Okay. So Sam Fisher, yeah, he calls you and says, you got to come over here and meet me over here. That way we can get
this Bolivia. I got stuff to do.
Right. And then there's lines that your character and your teammates like say about Sam Fisher and stuff.
He's got a nice ass. That's Sam Fisher.
Yep. So it's like, it pops up and like Wombat said, it's like 2100 hours is when this mission starts. And you have until like 4 a.m. game time to complete it. So I thought like, okay, I have to get there so that we can start this mission and I have this much time. What it really is Sam Fisher has snuck inside of one of those Unidad bases. So that's, if you haven't played Wildlands, those are pretty much the most fortified areas in the game. There's just dudes everywhere, and there's alarms everywhere.
Metal doors? Is that with the metal doors?
No metal doors, but just like all kinds of dudes.
Okay.
It's one of the police areas. So Sam Fisher tells you, no, you're not allowed to kill anybody, and you're not allowed to get seen. And
no women,
that's
no
not
kids.
That's not how I've been playing this game for 90 hours.
Right, the whole game is kill everybody.
Right, like so,
use a drone, kill everybody.
So you're like, it starts off like, because I restarted the mission several times, obviously, because I was getting like people would see me walking around. You start off like 500 meters or something like that from him. And the last time that I tried this, and the last time I will ever try this, I got to within 15 meters of him.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Like that. It was painful to get that far. I'm sure other people will do it just fine. But it's kind of a crapshoot of whether the people see you or not.
Sure. Sure.
And so then before that though, I thought, I'll be smart here. Like before the 2100 hours goes, I'll just go through and wipe out everybody in this hideout here.
Oh, that's smart.
So I did that. They didn't see me at all doing that because that's what I've been doing for, like I said, 85 hours or whatever it is. So I killed everybody and 21 hours passed and it said, you need to leave this region before this mission can start.
Right. So we can bus in reinforcements.
Right. So I leave the little area. The mission starts, come back. Everybody's back. They've refilled the whole area with enemies.
What happened to the last guy that used to work here? I don't know. A job's a job.
And I just know that I'm going to get in there to Sam Fisher, and he's going to be like, we got to kill all these guys.
You know, if you just kill them ahead of time, really could have saved us a lot of trouble and time.
Hey, Sam, why don't you meet me outside of the base?
Yeah,
that makes a lot more sense.
So see you at the party, I will Richter. Not be unlocking Sam Fisher's night vision goggles for my character.
So does this mean there's a new Sam Fisher game?
That's probably what they're getting at.
Is it going to be, like, it must be in the vein of, like, Rainbow Six Siege now, right? Like, just a 5x, because didn't they have that, like, spy, Mercs versus something?
They've had that for a long time.
Yeah, but they can make that, like, a 5v5 game a la Rainbow Six. You do not have
it's
to make
it. It's going to be open world Sam Fisher.
No. They're not going to do that. Too expensive, right? Don't you think it's...
Walking around.
I don't...
I would be into that, though. Open world Sam Fisher, where, you know, it's stealthy, but without being frustrating. Similar in a way to the way we've been playing Wildlands, where, you know, there's a satisfaction to not being seen and killing everybody, but there's no punishment if you are seen and kill everybody.
How about instead of that, how about a 5-hour linear single player mode and a 5v5 team-based multiplayer mode, which is really the meat of the game?
Well, What about if we drop 100 Sam Fishers onto an island?
Perfect. Hands shipwreck bags of money right now.
Splinter Royale.
It's perfect.
No, you can't kill anybody if though. You see another player or if they see you.
It's over.
You're out. Yeah. You're out. Yeah, you don't kill anyone. You just can't be
the
seen.
The whole game is to not see another person or not be seen.
Dude, I'd be Spicer and I. So good.
Basically, there's a flag. So they plant a flag somewhere on the map and it changes every time. And you need to be the first person to grab the flag. You don't have to take it anywhere. You just got to get to the flag. So the first person on the flag wins. But you have to do it without being seen. And if you could do that, you win 1 versus 100. Splinter Royale. Make it happen.
Why does that have to be a flag? That's kind of boring.
Well, whatever. Something. Whatever. Plans.
Meatball.
The file. The meatball. That you got to. Everyone got to go. Everyone got to go get the meatball.
Sam Fisher's meatball. His mom makes the best meatballs.
Meatball. Someone lost. Okay, cadet. My meatball's been taken.
On top of
it's on Meatball Island. We're gonna drop
on
a bus.
Bring Michael Ironside back as the voice for this as well. So that's really a big indication that we're gonna see some Splinter Cell at E3.
Right. He was there. He was like next door recording his lines for Splinter Cell. Hey, this is Sam Fisher. $4.99 will get you 10 loot boxes in, what's the game, Splinter Cell, Siege. All right, let's, some big news here, Shipwreck. I know this affects you personally and professionally.
Okay.
go ahead, you do the honors, please.
Oh, is this the next news item?
Yes.
Okay. Twin Galaxy has banned Billy Mitchell. They've removed all of his high scores, and he's not allowed to submit any new scores as well.
Oh, so he's banned. He is banned.
Yes.
He is Lance Armstrong.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Who knew that Pixels was such a prescient film?
Right. We all knew that. That's not a surprise there. I mean, so all of that we talked about, I don't know, a month ago, maybe a little longer ago, mm-hmm. where there were questions about his videos and it looked like he was using MAME. Apparently, multiple people investigated and they all came to the same conclusion that he's been cheating.
That's fucked up.
Is it?
What a stupid thing to cheat at.
Is it?
What do you mean?
How great is Billy Mitchell's legacy?
It's bad. It's a bad legacy. Why is that a good legacy?
His legacy how many other professional classic gamer champions can you name?
But that's not a good thing.
That's okay. He's
the only one.
I'm looking at the article. There's a picture of Billy Mitchell standing.
I bet he could still go to conventions and sign stuff for people.
But as a fucking fraud?
He's the Pete Rose of video games.
You fucking, yeah.
He's still okay at games. He's pretty good still.
But he cheated at video games.
He's
got to
sell that hot sauce.
Exactly, so he could sell fucking hot sauce.
But think about how long he's been cheating at video games, though. Like,
yeah, he made it like close to, 30 years without being caught?
Jesus. So he's the Peter Dinklage character in Pixels.
Yes,
and he looks like him, too.
Yeah.
Really? You're just figuring that out now?
Well, I haven't really thought about it.
No, this is pretty funny. No, keep going.
I mean, who thinks about Pixels?
I think about it a lot.
I know. You have it as a screensaver every time you turn your PlayStation on.
Right.
But other than you. Well, I don't know. Look, it's bad. And what if you're here? Does he have kids? Does he have a family? Like, who is this guy?
He's got that girlfriend, right?
No kids.
From the movie? I don't know. I don't need to know about his personal
Serena
don't
Williams. Know.
I mean, your dad is
Williams,
famous
right?
for cheating, for being
Martha
a cheat.
Stewart.
He has hot sauce.
Yeah,
he probably fucking stole the recipe
from somebody. It's a laughable offense anyways.
I disagree.
I don't think he was rolling in the dough from this anymore.
What does that have to do with anything? Money doesn't matter. He cheated. That's people who like worked hard to try to get a record, and he cheated and they didn't get it. He stole it. He stole the record from people who worked hard.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody could cheat. So why
not? Not as good as this, though.
Well, he's a good cheater. He was good at it, I guess, yeah. But not good enough. He's only 52 and they caught him. He's not like, it's one thing if they caught him. But he
makes such a great villain, though.
Well, he did fill that role for sure. Like that did come true. His portrayal in the King of Kong.
His persona is accurate. Is great. I mean, I think he can still like be profitable off of this.
How's his restaurant doing? Hey, doesn't he own a restaurant?
Yeah, hot sauce. Maybe he owns a restaurant too where they serve the hot sauce.
I don't know.
He should open up a barcade.
Cheaties.
Yeah, wouldn't you go to like...
Dick bags.
Like every time you play a game, you get the high score at Billy Mitchell's barcade.
You can put your initials in at number one every time.
Right.
You play.
People would show up for that.
Right. And you can steal like stuff from the gift shop. Like they won't prosecute you. If they catch you.
Well, I don't know if that's going to be profitable. But.
I mean, like, look, if they catch you, you have to give it back. But if you get away with it, you know, they're not going to tell. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, this isn't surprising at all to anybody who watched King of Kong.
Right.
Like, it was weird. Like, he's a very charismatic guy. And you could tell that... A lot of the people in that movie that were in the Twin Galaxies or other video game players wanted Billy Mitchell to like them. It was that type of thing going on. So it's easy to see how everybody could go along with like, well, we're not quite sure that this is legit, but it's Billy. So we'll take his word for it.
Yeah. He's got good hot sauce. He's like,
he likes me. Like, I think that's a lot of the Billy Mitchell.
You're saying a lot of these guys are in this quote unquote social circle may mm-hmm. not have the best social skills and are just like wanting anybody that will.
Everybody wants to be liked.
Sure, of course. But these guys don't have that. And they found Billy liked them.
Mm-hmm. I think that was a big part of it.
I can't wait for the sequel to The King of Kong. It's going to be pretty fucking good. I hope Netflix has already put some money into that. I forgot. Speaking of Netflix.
What?
I forgot something for Watch This, Bitches.
What?
Have you been watching Wild Wild Country?
No, what is it?
That's the documentary about the
Wild
cult,
Wild Country.
The cult that was in Oregon about the Rajneesh something or other in the 80s.
No, it sounds horrifying.
It's fascinating. I have not finished it, so I don't know what happens, but it's...
I did watch Seth Rogen's Hilarity for Charity. Does that count for anything?
No.
It's got penises
anyway,
in it.
Watch Wild Wild Country. It's another great Netflix.
I'd rather watch Seth Rogen's Hilarity for Charity.
Shut up. Watch it. We're still in your Overwatch Onslaught and News and Stuff section, Wombat. Cliffy B put out a battle royale game in early access. Why is that funny? Why are you laughing?
Because whatever. Huh. Go ahead. No.
Cliffy B isn't a joke.
Yeah.
Well, no, he is not a joke. He is a serious game maker.
He's no Billy Mitchell.
He finds the trends and
why would
trends
you?
Them.
He knows how to make competent games. So if
right,
yes.
Although
and
I would.
Is this a competent game?
I would say, I mean, I only played one round of it. I would say, I mean, it's in early access, but I would say that it was pretty brave to put it out now.
Mm-hmm.
They must have been like desperate. Maybe not desperate is the word, but maybe they were like getting to the end of their money and were hoping to make more money quickly. I don't know, because it looks rough. And they threw this together in like 5 months or something, so it's not surprising that it looks rough. But I don't know that you necessarily want to lead with that. you know, that shouldn't maybe be
got the a lot of press. So,
yeah, yeah. But
I hope it does well.
Of course.
I think what happened with Lawbreakers is kind of sad.
Sure.
Because I'm sure they worked hard on that. They made a game that plays well. It just wasn't what people wanted.
Yeah. Yeah. It's I think I have a feeling
it's tough out there.
I have a feeling that this is going to be similar in that unless they can really. Like, the one cool thing about it was that, you know, you have that, like, starting area before the round starts off. And they had BMX bikes in there. And you could get on the BMX bikes and ride them, and there were half pipes. If they could somehow incorporate that into the game, into the actual game, and not just, like, the starting off area. I don't know. They need to, like, make it go all in and make it really crazy. It can't just be PUBG, but there's, like, this money thing involved. You know, like, that's the hook, right? You know about the money thing? The money carries over from match to match. So if you're able to bank money, you can buy good weapons at the beginning of the next match.
Oh, okay.
Or any match. And there's ATM machines around. So as you're getting money throughout the game, you can like wire money to a safe bank. So it doesn't, when you die, you don't lose it. That seems to be the big hook, that and the 80s style. But I don't know. They need to do more than that, I think. You know, you're going up against two huge games that each do their battle royale thing very well, and you know, one in a realistic way and one in a cartoony way. And I don't know, this is going for the cartoony style, but it's not going to. You don't want to go against Fortnite. I think is what I'm saying. Ty keeps complaining to me that like Fortnite is dominating the meta at school. That's all that people talk about. And he's like,
Sabrina has complained about that.
Right?
And that's why she wanted to play it, because it was all anyone talked about.
And he's like,
and she got over it, and now she just plays the Adventure Pals because that's fun for her. And
people still talking about it, though. Probably she just is like, whatever.
Or to use the word that she used today, much to the shock of her mother and father,
yes.
she referred to people as douchebags. So,
oh God,
I'm like, you know, that's not an appropriate thing to say. She's like, I didn't know that. I'm right. Like, yeah, don't say that.
Yeah, you're 10.
Don't call people douchebags.
Right.
It was one of those things where you have to try not to laugh. Well,
right.
Of course. And the way she said it too, which is funny.
Just some douchebags.
Yeah.
Just some douchebags talking about Fortnite again. Yeah, Ty's like, Ty's like, it's a good game. I get it, but like, come on already. It's like enough. And he goes back to playing Minecraft. All right, let's. You know what we never talked about, and I don't know if you've investigated at all, but we did talk about it. Shadow of War. We talked about it last week.
Talked about it last week.
Yeah, at length.
Good.
We can talk about Minecraft though, because there is Minecraft news on the Nintendo front.
What is it?
The Switch version of Minecraft is getting Xbox achievements.
Like not their own version.
Not their own version of it. These will show up in your Microsoft achievement list.
Well, that's just weird.
So you need a Microsoft account to play Minecraft? Is that how it works?
I'm not sure.
How else could that work?
I would guess so. I don't know.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it just says the Minecraft spokesman said, we can confirm that Minecraft players on Nintendo Switch will soon be able to earn achievements tied to Xbox Live once the Bedrock update is released. Maybe you don't have to have a Microsoft account, but maybe if you tie it together, then...
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Well, don't tell Ty. That's all I'm telling you. I don't want to buy Minecraft for the Switch.
It's kind of cool, though. I mean...
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Nintendo could use something like that.
Sure. We missed this one from last week, I think. At Great Mighty Daddy writes in and says, the impending Wii eShop shutdown and your rights to on owning digital content when a vendor decides to abandon a platform. He'd love to hear our thoughts on it and opinions and any recourse end users may have. I don't think you have any recourse. I'm pretty sure about it.
You can go get the stuff.
Complain on Twitter.
Well,
so does that mean you can't play the games anymore?
Shady methods to get the stuff.
Shutting down the eShop mean you can't play the games you already bought?
No, but you can no longer buy the games now unless you have credit in the eShop. You can't add credit anymore.
I get that, but his question was, you know, does this, you know, your rights on owning digital content when a vendor decides
you
to
still own
the platform,
it sounds like
you still own it and complete
until your Wii dies because there's no way to. Well, can you transfer it once now? I can't remember anymore how the Wii worked. You used to not be able to get it off there, but yeah, I don't know. This is the world we live in.
I'd say right. The same thing about most of the movies people.
It's the price we pay for convenience.
We're gonna die.
Right, we're not. Can't take it with you. Right, we're gonna lose all this shit anyway.
Right, one way or another.
No, but I want to. Where else am I gonna find a way to play World of Goo?
Right. PC.
Yeah, I think it's on like 80 platforms. So.
You mean
it's
not gonna be?
It's not gonna be sad, but.
There's no big van that comes behind your hearse carrying all your video games behind you.
Right.
When you're
dead. Right. Bury me in this landfill.
I'm sure there's something new and better than anything you'll find on the Wii eShop. Although
like,
I guess they had
like old games on the Xbox.
Exactly.
They announced that they are keeping it going strong with the old games.
I saw that Jade Empire is part of the new batch.
Yeah, crazy. Like 19 old like original Xbox games.
Yep.
As well as making things like Red Dead 4K?
Yeah.
On Xbox One X. It's
supposed to look fantastic.
It's crazy that Microsoft, like, this has to be does it have to be making them money somehow?
I don't know if it's, I mean, yes and no. I think it keeps people, it might keep people who already have the console and who have, you know, are in the ecosystem to stay there maybe and not turn on their other console. Maybe it gets them to play those older games they've already had and to check it out. And I think it's good for them from a PR standpoint.
I see the value there.
Yeah, I think that.
I mean, it's a great. Who wouldn't want this? Like,
that's what I mean. I think forward facing, it's a really good story. And I think that's probably what they're.
I mean, you might not have been able to play Blinks the Time Sweeper. You might have gotten rid of that on Xbox. But now.
I would. Yeah. There's part of me that wants to know if I would still enjoy Jade Empire as much as I did when I played it the last time because I kind of barely remember it at this point.
And you can go back to Morrowind now.
Yeah, yes. Morrowind I was never a big fan of, but...
Hunter the
Jade
Mechanic,
Empire.
I remember that.
It's fun to at least look at the list of games, because I definitely played
all of them? Yeah.
Hunter the Reckoning was pretty good. It was like a twin stick shooter, right?
Yeah, it got pretty hard, but...
do you remember when that was a thing? There was so many of those... Twin stick games.
Yeah.
I'm dying again.
Yep, I can hear that.
Let's see. Panzer Dragoon Orta. SSX3. That was a good one.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yep. Full Spectrum Warrior.
I don't see myself.
I remember when that came out. I remember when Mercenaries came out.
I don't see myself playing any of these, but it's sure.
The Star Wars Battlefront 2.
They should add these to Game Pass. They're not adding these to Game Pass.
Oh, I think, yeah, some of them would be.
Okay.
Yeah, but not all of them. I would be surprised if the Star Wars games were put on there.
All right, let's talk about the God of War reviews that have come out this week.
If you're looking for our feedback on the game and how we feel about it, we don't have any because none of us have it.
It sounds like it's good, though.
I know. I pre-ordered it. Today, based on the 94 it has on Metacritic.
You were talking mad trash about it last week.
I know. Last week, I was talking mad trash about it. And I'm like, you know what? The scores are too good. And we dealt with this last year with Zelda.
Ah. It's a hate buy.
It might be. Or maybe I'm wrong. So I bought it knowing that there's a chance I may hate this. And if I have to be the dissenting voice in a sea of positivity, I will pee in that pool.
Sure.
I pre-ordered it as well.
But not for the reasons I did.
Now, I'm not overly anxious to play it, but I've played all of the God of War games and I've enjoyed them all. So I probably, once I start playing this, I'll get into it.
As have I, but still.
And Far Cry is really not doing it for me too much. So
did you get the bear? Did you get the bear?
I have not played since last week.
I played so much while Mrs. Cheapy was in Japan. Every night I played. As soon as Ty went to bed, I played about two. Well, I guess I don't play. For me now, so much is like a solid two hours, like nonstop. It's like, I feel like that's like a marathon for me. But I did play a lot of Far Cry. I'm almost done with my second boss.
I think I'm just going to wait for all the patches and everything for it.
Sure.
I think it'll be better if I wait for me.
But, right.
You're probably right. I'm enjoying it. I definitely see where you're coming from. That's what I have to say about that.
It's a little rough, but man, it's so good looking on the 1X. It's just,
if I have to hear a helicopter lady talk about all the dicks she likes one more time.
I know, it's so obnoxious.
I gotta get me some more dicks. Right. Great, hey, I got it.
Did I mention sex?
I got a husband, but I like all the dicks I can get, you know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, we know.
Right.
You've said it now like 9 times.
Right. You like flying helicopters and kill it, murder and dick. We got the three things you like.
And that's her word, by the way, not mine.
Thunder. She called one guy like thunder something. Thunder crotch or something.
I don't know.
It's a little much.
That's why I recommend just take the bear. Take a bear. Take a mountain lion. They don't talk.
But I have a fun time just hanging out. I mean, besides when people open their mouths, I have a fun time in the world killing people. And that's really all I'm looking for in that game.
And yes, Shipwreck is right. Talking to people to get missions, they talk too much.
I skip that, usually.
Yeah, stop talking, person.
I listen to a little bit, and as soon as they start saying, you know, things like, you know, talking about dicks or cursing too much, I just skip. Yeah. But I don't know. I still like all like the trippy things they had in the game. But we sort of skipped over God of War very quickly.
Because none of us have played it.
I guess.
If they wanted us to review scores. I did not go any further than that. I mean,
right?
Yeah, I saw it's reviewed very well, and now I bought it, so I don't want to read too much up on it. I just want to be pleasantly surprised and wrong, and we'll find out. And if Sony's upset that we're not talking about the game in depth this week,
they're not upset.
It's their own fault.
They don't care.
Yeah,
we didn't ask for it.
Why didn't you? Right, the games are supposed to magically arrive without us asking.
Yeah, I wouldn't have asked for it anyway, but I figured maybe one of you two would have.
I'm fine waiting.
I'm fine buying it. Yeah, it's fine. I don't like the pressure of having to.
Yeah, well, now if I hate it, it's on me. I paid for it. I can hate it all I want.
You're right. It's better. I prefer. Yeah, I prefer. Yeah.
Look, you can do that when people give you review codes as well.
I know that. That's not my point. It's less criticism from the peanut gallery if I buy it and hate it. Same thing with Zelda. If, you know, I didn't like that very much, and I paid for that. I bought the console for that.
It's good. It's better. It's more realistic when you buy the games and quote unquote review them.
Mm-hmm.
Especially and also most realistic when you play them in a way that's similar to the way most gamers play them and not like have to rip through them.
Rushing through it, in a week and a half.
Yeah, like Far Cry, I would not want to play that way, that's for sure. That would get old fast. Well, quickly. Yeah, fast. That's what I just said. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm getting tired.
You said it right.
I had a big table tennis match tonight against, beat a 16-year-old Chinese girl. Even after giving her a 4-point lead,
you're a real pro.
4-point handicap.
Yeah. You're a pro.
Yeah, thank you. I was impressed.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we here?
I think we're to the bag o' cag.
The bag o' cag. All right, here we are. Duran 603 writes in and says, am I a little late in wanting to jump in on the PUBG? Can you stop highlighting the question as I'm reading it? What are you doing? Your name pops up over it and I can't read it. See the little flag that says Stuart Knocked?
No.
It's covering the words.
I see one that says Robert Good.
I don't see that one.
Okay.
Okay. But see, it's covering the words.
What words? I'm not doing it. Who's this? Stop it. Read your question.
I can't. You're coughing and covering the words. You're covering the words on the screen and audibly. All right.
Duran 603 has to say, am I a little late in wanting to jump on the PUBG or Fortnite bandwagon? As a newbie, am I get likely to get my ass handed to me by seasoned veterans?
Hashtag farts.
Hashtag farts.
I was highlighting the thing as he was reading it. Now we're just around. No, I think it doesn't matter. Who gives a shit? You know what? If you're good at shooting people in video games, you'll be good at those games. I am too old, and I wasn't that good to begin with, so I suck at it. But you could probably
especially with PUBG. I mean, because it's always different every time, and nothing really carries over. No, you're fine.
Yeah, it's all about just knowing. If you're good at shooting people, just go where everybody else goes and follow them, and that's where all the good stuff is. And
if you're not good at shooting people, go in the opposite direction of where everyone goes and be by yourself.
Yes, and then like you talk to your friend for 20 minutes, and then you won't see another player for a while, and top 10, baby.
Lawbreakers.
Did you see the fake Kaz Harai account that tweeted?
Yeah, it was very funny. I saw Cliffy B's response as well.
Yeah, he took it in the appropriate manner. At Schmore0317 writes in and said he wanted to get Shipwreck's input on universal remotes. What's the best one out there for the price? Was looking at the Logitech Harmony 11 Hundo.
For the price. I Logitech Harmony 1100 that's like almost 10 years old now. That's that that old rectangular one with the big screen on it.
I'm looking at Harmony.
What
was it, 1100?
Yeah, Logitech Harmony 1100.
That's like what I have. That's the one I have.
The 1100?
Yeah. it looks, yeah, this really? Looks like it. Mine's old. It looks like that. It's still $200, dude.
Yeah, it's still $200. If you're gonna pay for that, just go up to the Elite.
Oh yeah, it just says right here. I'm such a fucking moron. You purchased this item on July 11th, 2013. That was 5 years ago. Happy anniversary, remote.
Yeah, there's YouTube videos of it from 2009.
It's good. It works fine. Okay. But if it's, I don't know how much it saves you over the more recent model.
The more recent one is $350.
Holy shit. So I would just get this one.
That's fine.
It's fine.
I don't have experience with that one. Cheapy does. It's I know fine. That the Elite is awesome.
Let me put it this way. I didn't realize quite how old my remote was, but I decided to go to Best Buy. When I was at Best Buy, I decided to look to see what the options were. And I remember looking at the other Logitech ones and just being shocked how expensive they were. And I was like, fuck it. Mine is fine. It's fucking fine. It works with Alexa. It does all that shit. I don't know what the difference is on the new ones.
Well, I think I'm going to guess the 1100 probably doesn't support as many devices, which is a big in activities.
But isn't that all? Oh, as many devices. The number, like, you, I see. Right.
Got a lot of devices.
Yes. That I don't know.
Right. And I'm 15, guessing activity.
Correct. It controls up to 15 devices.
Which one?
The 1100.
Okay. How many activities can you have?
I don't know, dude. Are you going to downgrade?
No, I'm not going to downgrade.
I don't know. I have like 8 activities or something. I don't know. I don't know. Check it out. I think it's fine. What else we got? Let's see. At Dalek Who asks, would you ever watch a porno in a 4D theater?
I wouldn't watch porn in a 1D theater.
Exactly. Exactly. And it would be bad. 4D movies are only for schlocky action movies.
Yeah, you wouldn't see Avengers with me, which I wanted to do.
It's not good for that. It's not going to be good for that. That's a serious movie. It's long, so you're going to be getting fucking like punched in the back for three hours.
Well, for me, it would have been my second time seeing it, which is why I figured it would work.
I mean, Shipwreck, don't, right? It's got to be like a dumb movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rampage is probably good.
Rampage would be
great. Yeah. 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 If that's available. I don't know.
No, it's just going to be Avengers at that time.
I see.
Yeah.
Here's one for you, Wombat. You're an expert. Sure. @CallMeSteam asks, how does Wombat treat his children's nosebleeds? My 5-year-old daughter got one for the first time at 1 a.m. and I've never had one. Immediately thought of Wombat while wiping up blood. Well, who doesn't?
That's true. So I am actually very educated, I guess, at this point on dealing not just with my own nosebleeds, but Sabrina has the nosebleed gene.
Uh-oh.
Poor Sabrina. Like, she's at, and I remember being her age. For me, it was like from 10 to like 13 is like peak nosebleed age.
What is this?
I don't know why that is, but I used to get them all the time. And now she gets them all the time.
What?
Yeah. So, and it freaks people out.
Adolescent nosebleeds.
So, I mean, it's fairly, you know, easy to deal with because it doesn't hurt, but it is a lot of blood. So, the things you need to keep in mind, A, stay calm. So, if you stay calm, your daughter will stay calm. Grab a tissue. Hold the tissue to your nose. Always lean forward, never back. And you want to apply pressure to the bridge of your nose, not close the nostrils. Don't pinch the nostrils closed, but you apply the pressure to the bridge of the nose. That will stop the bleeding. You put pressure there for about a minute, maybe a minute and a half, and that should cause the bleeding to stop. There you go. How to stop a nosebleed.
Perfect. Excellent. Well, on that high note, oh, wait, Alexa's joining in. Let's wrap things up. Let's thank everybody for listening. Remind them to follow us on Twitter @GBD, @NewWombat, @Shipwreck. I got to be honest, though. My tweets are way down since the CAG Discord went live. Like, I can literally look at the analytics and it says like you're down 50%. So go to, discord.gg/CAG. That's easy-ish to remember. You can join the CAG Discord, over 1,000 strong. And what else? Did I nail everything? HelloFresh.com, coupon code CAGCAST30 to get $30 off. And we'll see you next week.
Bread's done.
Now, on your breakfast table, Donkey Kong Brand cereal.
Crunchy bears of corn for breakfast. Donkey Kong, Donkey Kong cereal.
Sweet, crunchy corn taste will drive you ape.
You love the crunch. Donkey Kong, Donkey Kong cereal. Crunchy bears of corn for breakfast.
It's part of this complete breakfast.
Donkey Kong cereal. You love the crunch.